Hello and welcome to Zbrojovcast, the English language Zbrojovka no podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm Will Smith's left hand.
Hey.
How are you, David?
I'm very well. Just back from the UK, as are you.
Yes, indeed, though I call it Scotland.
Yeah, I call it Leeds. Did you have fun?
I did. It was good to see the family after 3 years,
yeah.
And I got to see the Dons, and I spent way too much money, and my boiler broke when I returned. So, yeah, what more can you ask for in a trip back home?
Indeed, yeah. I went to Leeds. I saw some lower league football. I saw a bare naked ladies gig, and I saw my friends, and there was much pie and pints.
What more could you ask for?
Indeed.
Except a better band to see live. I don't know.
But, my boiler hasn't broken, touch wood, so, you know.
The idea of bare naked really annoys me, because you're either bare or naked. You're not both, surely.
I know. I think it was one of those names that they thought was really clever when they were like 17 and starting the band. And also, there was only two of them. Mm-hmm. They were half naked ladies.
Guitarist and drummers.
Yes,
the shite stripes.
Yeah, the other two had COVID. It was a fun show though. Enjoyed it.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. So you're back and you're refreshed, or are you like every time you go away to see something on holiday and stuff like that, you come back and you're just exhausted and it's like, oh, I've got work now.
It's that, and yes, a massive pile of work.
Yep.
But that's not important right now.
What is important is Czech second division football.
That's right. Having been travelling out to Scotland, you didn't see the Leashen game.
Yes, and I've not been able to see the highlights.
Well, oh boy, are you going to get the highlights of the highlights here. We've got that, we've got Hot or Not, we've got two previews.
Which I was able to do, but not watch 5 minutes of highlights, apparently.
Yep. And we've got Beer of the Podcast. So one of those things is going to come right at you after this.
Stop looking Leashen, it's the quote-unquote Brno Derby.
Leashen, to what the flower people say. Yeah, it was appalling.
Yes, so all I have to go by was what was on the group chat for when I arrived back in Aberdeen and was looking at the what happened.
Just
and going,
fury.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because I did that thing where, you know, you look on Flash Score or something like that, and then you see like something like 2-3 or 1-4 or something like that, and go, we've absolutely thumped. Oh, that's not us. We're at home.
Yeah.
Well beaten, it sounded like we were.
It was just a bad day all round. Every element of it was awful. Mm-hmm. It was a really bad day all round. And it's our first non-points getting of the season at home, mm-hmm. and it's the end of March. So, you know, and also Leashen are second.
I mean, I felt like
it's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, we're due a loss against Leashen, I suppose, in some ways. And I mean, okay, that's because we've both times when we've just got over the line, we've been away. But they've put in some smart performances against us. It does, in some ways, you know, we say it's not a derby and things like that, but actually losing to them feels bad. Feels bad, man.
It's one of those derbies that the more it happens, the more bruising and the more aggressive it gets from both sides. This, in more ways than one, was a very bruising encounter. Apparently, 6,118 people were there.
That won't be beaten this season in terms of
turnout.
It
will not be beaten this season, no. And it was rammed. It was so busy. Absolute kudos to Ben for standing in the beer queue twice and missing basically both halves of the game.
That very much like any time.
What a beautiful fool.
Specifically, when we are away at Prostayov, you somehow time your trip to the beer queue to miss almost everything.
Yeah. it was busy, and Leashen started with six former Zbrojovci on the pitch, and one came on. Sam, can you name those six former Zbrojovci?
No. No, okay.
Well, you're going to try for the purposes of entertainment.
All right, should we do the easy ones first? Okay,
right.
Milan Lutonski.
Good.
David Kirschka.
No, he came on.
Okay. Yeah. Am I getting partial credit?
Partial credit.
For that. Okay. I would also just like to put out at this point, listener, that I've been in the pub for 4 hours. And I've not been thinking about second division Czech football as I do most of the week.
Yeah.
So, okay. No, he plays for a different team.
One of them's a goalkeeper.
Oh, okay, right. So it's... it can't be Holoska. It can be... Oh, wow. Is it?
I don't know. Is it? Vlastimil Veselý.
Oh, no. Never okay. got that.
Two people who were fairly decent second division wingers for us. One who annoys you and Pavel.
Oh, Šimon Šumbara.
Šimon Šumbara, yeah.
Šimon Šumbara. I don't know why he left that that crack out. I don't know why he left Senica in Slovakia. So that's one.
Another one shares his first name with me.
Pašek.
David Pašek, very good. And we are also looking for a striker and a possibly Russian defender.
Oh, Chernin was playing.
Yes.
And who is a striker? Oh, Zekel.
Very good, there you go.
See, Zekel, I dislike Zekel so much as a player that I've just
removed... just blocked him
I've
out
just
of your brain.
I've removed him back from my brain. Because honestly, he's so hump, man. He's rubbish. He's rubbish. And didn't Milan... Actually, talking about hump players, Milan Lutonski, didn't he score?
He scored.
Jesus Christ, you know what a day.
You know what's even worse? He scored a header.
Oh, no.
The tiny, tiny man.
Does he still have that really crap goatee that makes it look like he shows magic tricks to children at restaurants?
I was too busy vomiting into my own scorn to notice.
But to be serious, though, I mean, what was being said on the group chat, etc., was that Li Shen came with a plan.
Oh, they were very
stayed
good.
Stayed tight. And
they
were
tidy, very good.
Hit on the break and were just out of sight.
They were incredibly good. They scored with the first real action of the game. Marek Matocha took a corner. It was helped on by Jan Moravec, but only as far as David Pašek, mm-hmm. who heads home. That was like 90 seconds in. And then he absolutely, because it was down our end, sprints over to the ultras, giving it the big un, the ears yeah. cupped.
You've got to respect
yeah.
that, though.
Yeah.
You've got to
yeah,
respect
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We have sort of a couple of hard chances. Ševčík has a go, Hladík has a go. And Šumbara looks irritatingly competent going forward.
Has that we have that effect on players,
we
don't
really
we? Like
do.
Them
yeah.
playing absolutely unbelievable
yeah.
when they move.
They get their second goal from an almost identical corner. It's Matocha again, and Ondra Ševčík gets his head on it. And that's it. And then things go from bad to worse. Like I said, like it was a very bruising encounter and just a shit day all round because we lose Maciej Hrabina after a foul by Machalik, I think. And he goes down. It looks bad, but he kind of limps off. Mm-hmm. And then about 4 minutes later, Jan Štěrba is taken away in an ambulance after a really nasty clash of heads. So that's Čermák and Barish on for those two. And so, yeah, before half time, we're two key players and two goals down.
Awful statistic, but is that not like the third time this season we have had a player taken away in an ambulance?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
It's endemic. Yeah, like it was at Endel that happened to as well, I think, as well. Was it similar to that one? Because that was brutal.
Yeah, and it was, and just actually talking of Endel, like the normally as. As we've praised him before on this podcast, the normally very calm Lukáš Endel had the willies put right up him. He was mistake after mistake. Like he looked so rattled in the first half. Like because I don't think he'd ever had to deal with people coming at him at that high intensity before. Like Li Shen were just a pressing machine. It was like watching Michalek's Li Shen of a couple of years ago. They were so high energy, and we just looked like we didn't know what to do. We couldn't cope with it. Like no team at home has come at us like that. So
that's a good point, actually, because outside of, and I know he's no longer in the second tier, but Ali Gajic, and potentially, actually, just thinking about it, a couple of players like Vinter at Vyškov, you don't really see attacking players actually running at defenders so much in this league. It's always about sort of squaring it out and getting crosses in. Yeah. You don't have people just like running and then having centre-backs on the back foot as much.
And that's exactly where our second half performance fell down, because it was back to the bad old days of the Premier League. It was like we were playing at home against Teplitzer in the cup, like where it was just Yeah, we got 30 yards out, endless sideways passes, no inspiration, no penetration, nobody making any runs, nobody calling for it. And it's at this point where you see, if we go up and we don't have a new coach or a new system, oh, this again.
Yeah.
Because you can imagine us coming up against, for example, Pardubitzer or somebody like that, or Bohemka, or some, like, no big shakes, but when we actually have to turn it on, we looked so one-dimensional again. Mm-hmm. And Lee Shen, scoring those two goals, they were like, we know we can do this because we've seen it. All last year, we knew what we had to do, which is just two lines of four, and they can't do shit all about it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Lee Shen's third goal, we had been playing that way. We've been doing about 20, 25 minutes of that. Sideways, 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 probably 70% possession, second half. They had one break and they scored their third goal from it. It's a long ball from Matoka on the left-hand side. So it's a long ball into Lutonsky, who heads home unchallenged. And it's like, well, that's... the little butcher gets one back in the 72nd minute, but the game had long since gone by then. Like, it was just a bad day all round for the boys in red.
I mean, I'll say one thing about Lee Shen is that on stuff like that, doesn't actually look like they miss Jan Sielny that much. Mm-mm. And they've just taken, by Lee Shen's standards, a decent check for him. They look like a team that will finish second now, especially, I don't know how much Vlashim can hold in third, who are having, you know, a sensational season. And I think we've definitely seen Sparta be, like, just been on the slide now.
Mm.
Do you actually think, to not talk about Zborovka for a second, do you think that Lee Shen will finish second?
I think they will, because I haven't seen any other team in this league, because I've been to see Lee Shen at their place twice, I think, this season so far. And plus that performance at Srpska, just gone, I can't think of another team that genuinely has the capacity to take the game by the scruff of the neck and bully the game out of other people. Yeah. Incredibly impressive. For, like, what is, like, on paper, a very limited squad.
Yeah.
The amount of absolute bollocks and sheer bullying they've got in them. Mm-hmm. Well done. You know, they're really building something there.
It's a weird one because, yeah, I actually agree with everything that you said there. And also, I just keep thinking that we've made this point before, that it, compared with some other seasons, it's been a really poor league this year. And if you just show a little bit of grit, you can get yourself over the line against your your Trinetses or your Opavas, maybe.
Yeah.
And things like that. But, yeah, this, I mean, it's okay. It's fine to have an off day. It's fine to have an off day when you're comfortably in first in the league. Like, I think it's always naive to think that you'll just, you know, go a second half of a season or whatever without winning matches and things like that. But it is, when it's against a team in second and when it's lying down maybe so meekly, it does give cause for concern, especially because we now have a very, very stacked fixture list. Because obviously, and we'll be going on to the previews, we've got Příbram on Friday going into what will be a tiring and long trip to Varnsdorf on Wednesday, and then having an early match against Viktoria Žižkov on the Sunday after. So that's the one where you should realistically at least be beating two of those teams and drawing with one of them.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting seeing what happens with the team in the next couple of weeks.
It is, yes. That was Lisha. It was just, as I said, it was a pretty bad day all round, and all of the, I would say, 4,500 Fairweather fans that turned up voiced their displeasure incredibly annoyingly, having not been there for any other game of the campaign.
Wow, does that sound like Zbrojovka? Yes.
Yes.
How was the I mean, I imagine this is one of the rare
very
times
vocal
where you would
very
have seen
vocal
an away
yes
section. At the
yeah, they were probably
stadium.
50, 60 maybe, and yeah, very vocal. Very noisy.
Who are actual Lishen fans rather than the 800 people from Lishen that profess that they're Lishen fans and actually there's Zbrojovka
yeah
supporters. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was good to have an actual decent atmosphere under the lights at Subska, you know.
See, that's so nice as well. I honestly think the stadium looks really good under lights actually, and I quite
yeah
enjoy
does
those
yeah
matches. So
We had various people turning up, Mark and Sander and various other people
oh
turned up as well, so that was nice. So yes, after that we will. I mean, that was very definitely a knot of a result, but we'll go on to some hots on top of those knots as we go on to the section that's called Hot or Not, which is next. I think we've ideas which we've made into a list. Some of it's hot, some of it's not. Let's hear your ideas for this quite popular bit. Dun 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 dun.
Nope.
Future heads.
Oh, okay. No, I just missed it. I just missed that entirely then. Go on.
The beginning of the twist by the Future Heads.
Oh, okay. Is that second album?
It is. Possibly, okay. Or third, second or third. Either
oh
way,
okay.
Either way. I was listening to it over the weekend. So,
good band.
Yes.
Enjoy the Future Heads.
Yeah. Anyway, it's hot or
yes,
not.
Yes, it is hot or not. Rather than our usual just me talking to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll start with. I've got one of each.
Have one hot and two knots.
Ooh. Okay. Right. I'm going to start with a hot. It is non-league madness.
Good.
The owners of Wrexham, as you know, now are your boy
Ryan Reynolds
and Rob McKell. Yeah, Rob McKell, the one from It's Always Sunny. And my word, didn't they buy a Hollywood team after Wrexham's absolute insanity over the weekend? On 63 minutes, Wrexham at home, it was Wrexham 2, Dover 5.
Yeah, I heard about this.
And on 98 minutes, Wrexham 6, Dover 5.
Nuts.
Incredible.
That's nuts.
I mean, I like that just because, you know, I was watching some non-league football over the weekend and a kind of sub-hot of this was I was sort of like in lots of non-league stadiums, you can sort of walk around, you know, the pitch. And I was walking to the bar when over on the side that I was, there was some sort of fisticuffs between a Guiseley player and a Chester player. And the ref took them both aside and sort of, you know, asked a, you know, couple of questions, calmed them down, didn't book either of them. Mm-hmm. And in the end, they shook hands, to which an incredibly old Leodensian woman who was leaning over the sort of crush barrier just shouted, "Don't shake hands with him, punch him!" And I thought that was that was very non-league. That made me very happy.
As a very supplementary hot that's just come to my mind, because I was going to think of including, did you know that the friendly at the weekend of Kyrgyzstan versus Uzbekistan resulted in 2 red cards for each side and 7 yellow cards for Kyrgyzstan?
Some friendly.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, give me one of your knots then.
Okay, my first knot is Paul Gascoigne, David.
Oh, I saw his goal, inverted commas.
It's precisely that. So at the weekend, there was, I believe, some like Rangers versus rest of the world legends or something game.
There were lots of these. There was a Liverpool versus Barcelona legends game and stuff like this. Because obviously non-league football doesn't need help.
Yeah.
So, yeah. instead of encouraging people to go and see local teams, why not put on like a Liverpool legends game instead?
Yeah. And basically the so Paul Gascoigne scored a goal, I believe, late in the game. And he scored a goal, and I can only describe it in the way that, you know, if a kid has cancer or some, like, really, like, bad, deliberating disease, and they sort of get him on the pitch, and it's one of these patronising ones where the ball, you know, goes at about 1 mile an hour and the keeper theatrically dives and everyone's happy and stuff like that. And, you know, I'm okay with that for children and things like that, you know, and it shows a bit of solidarity. But, like, this is Paul Gascoigne. This is easily one of the top 10 Rangers players of all time. This is a 54-year-old man who is battling unconscionable demons and addictions and things like that. So I sort of get it in that regard, but I just found it entirely patronising, the whole thing. I didn't like it.
No.
No, and I didn't think that some people thought, oh, that's class or that's sort of sweet. I just felt it's honestly, it was just really patronising to a guy that's, you know, like, you know, for a lot of people, like, you know, a footballer they grew up idolising, things like that. I just kind of found it really sad.
I don't know. He's seemed to enjoy it, and the other team came over and celebrated with him.
You don't want teams celebrating with you. You know, it's just like, he doesn't know what day it is, David. He went to Royal Motors with a thing of chicken and a sandwich and a fishing rod, you know?
I don't know.
I know. I wasn't having it. I wasn't having it, frankly. And I, you know, and if I get abuse for that, fair enough. But I honestly just thought it was really patronising to a guy who is, you know, such a, like a, you know,
all right, fair enough.
Know, scored a great goal against Scotland once, you know? So, there you go.
And who I spent more money on a shirt than I ever had in my life.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my genuine Euro, like, pristine condition Euro 96 Gascoigne printed shirt. Mm-hmm. Lovely stuff.
Yeah. It's a fat lass that needed confidence, apparently, which is how he got away with sexual assault.
Mm.
What a man. Anyway, yeah. English.
Well, again, it's separating the art from the artist, isn't it?
You know? Yeah. It wasn't much art in that goal. Yeah. The way that the commentator sells it as well.
Oh, yeah, that, right, yeah. Terrible. That is bad, actually. Anyway, I'll give you a knot here.
Go on.
Gianni Infantino.
Mm-hmm.
Are we calling him... I'm not sure which cliche to use. Are we calling him head honcho or supremo of FIFA?
Ooh, that's a good one, actually. Can you also call him a bigwig? Is that allowed? No, because I think implies several of them, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'd say a bigwig is one step below.
Boss hog.
All right, FIFA's boss hog, Gianni Infantino. There was a little 40-second clip going around of him at some awful FIFA event when he's introducing the volunteers program for the Qatar World Cup by asking an auditorium filled with hundreds of people to enthusiastically join in. They didn't seem to want to very much, and I have the audio of it here if you absolutely want to cringe your ass off.
I mean, every day I do, so yes.
Well, here we go then.
And now, before concluding, I want to see if we can make this place really vibrate, okay? I count 1, 2, 3, and then I want to hear Qatar, 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 okay? 1, 2, 3. Good. And now 1, 2, 3 and FIFA. 1, 2, wait. 1, 2, 3. FIFA! Thank you so much. Shukran jazilan. Merci beaucoup. Muchas gracias.
The only thing worse than that is, remember when they, I forget her name, but the very accomplished woman footballer, and they asked her to twerk at the Golden Boot, I think it was.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
God, it is toe-curling, you're right.
FIFA are just FIFA. Like, just awful. An awful, awful organisation.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was my knot. You have one of each left, I think.
Would you like a hot or not?
I don't mind.
I'll go.
Listen to your heart.
I'll take a hot, and then we'll finish with a knot to you know, set the scene for the rest of the podcast. My hot is actually just specifically this letter from When Saturday Comes.
You've actually brought a copy of WSC with you.
I think I would say these days, Britain's premier football magazine.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I just want to just read this one because I think it also relates to the pod at some point as well. And I genuinely don't know the answer to the question.
All right.
So I'd like to throw it out. So, dear WSC, While ground hopping at Enfield Town versus Margate at the end of January, I noticed that the seat I chose at random is apparently sponsored by Pavel Nedved. I'm all for Czech former Serie A footballers of the year supporting fan-owned clubs in the Isthmian League Premier. But does anyone have any idea what the connection is here? Question mark, particularly as Nedved never played club football in England. And that's from Drew Whitworth in Ebden Bridge.
Which team was it again?
Enfield Town.
Enfield Town.
And there's a photo here that you'll see there.
Yeah.
This seat is sponsored by Pavel Nedved.
Now, I think I probably have an answer for this. I think it's probably somebody who sponsored a seat and given their name as Pavel Nedved just for a laugh.
That's not fun.
But I reckon that's it because there are no diacriticals and he wouldn't spell his name without diacriticals.
That's
being a Czech.
That's also true.
I reckon that's what's happened. I reckon somebody's just gone, you know what, this would be funny.
Awful.
Sorry to ruin possibly that.
Well, that's all. I mean, you say ruin, I've still got a knot to go.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
Okay, this is again, I feel I've taken two knots that might actually cause some people to be like, come on.
Oh, well, we'll see.
So, all right, this one is giving Ukraine a bye to the World Cup.
In a way, fair enough, yeah.
This has become a thing that, again, on the thing of incredibly patronising, I do not think is in the spirit of the game. But this is very much me throwing shade not on Ukraine and the Ukrainian people, but an organisation called the Scottish Football Supporters Association, who I have the dubious honour of being followed by on Twitter.com, who are apparently one of these sort of fans organisations at the forefront of Scottish football and stuff like that. Just to set the scene for the Scottish Football Fans Association, they have an awards every year. And this year, the best travelling support was given to Scotland fans. So this says this says a lot about it. But my favourite thing is they did a press release, which was called Fan Group Petition Football Authorities to Give Ukraine a Bye. This is after they ran a poll on their Twitter account about whether or not Ukraine should get a bye to the World Cup. And 83% said no. And it seems to be run exclusively by this guy called Andy. And right. Andy was on like Good Morning Scotland or something like that. And he was giving a list and it's like, oh, this is what the fans want. And actually none of the fans seem to want it because the Twitter replies to it are absolutely heinous. including some of my favourites, which are, who are you? Never heard of you. the Scottish Football Fans Association. But like generally speaking, like I think we all have a lot of sympathy for what the people of Ukraine are going through, right?
Of course.
But also, you know, where is ever the buy for Syria?
This is exactly the point I was going to make.
You know?
Yeah.
Where is the buy for, you know, why are we not kicking out, and again, this will cause me some grief. Why are we not kicking out Israel from tourists who are, and I don't care if you have an issue with this, are committing ethnic cleansing against the Palestinian people. Like, there's
this is exactly the point I was going to make if you hadn't, like,
and
the idea that
I'm fine with Russia. I support fully a boycott against Russia in sport because I think actually once you saw, I think it was a high jumper and stuff going on the podium with the Zed and and things like that. I think you have to sort of do it. And I think it's fine for them to be suspended from the World Cup qualifying campaign. But why is it against Russia? Why aren't you, you know, why aren't you doing like Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing all these other countries and things like that? And it's just, FIFA,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because they've got money.
And just to put an end, you know, because we've got other things to talk about, of course, like, obviously, you're playing with other things on your mind at the moment, but the Ukrainian team is good enough to get to a World Cup on their own merit.
Yeah.
Not this time because they have to play Scotland, but generally speaking.
And I mean, it's a weird thing to say, like, oh, you know, maybe they'll be handicapped by playing in other places, but we should not forget that this has been going on for a long time. There are Shakhtar players that have been playing in Kiev the whole time.
That's
that
true.
Have been, you know, relocated from their home stadium, from their home city. These are not people who are unfamiliar with playing in empty stadia against, they get down and do it because it's been going on for far longer than it is convenient for us to remember.
Yeah, and I mean, the question is, does Scotland drag Ukraine down to their level? That's the other one thing as well. Just on the side of that, I was really surprised that Poland got past Sweden because I think Poland are absolute rubbish.
Oh, they're dreck, yeah. Even with Poland's Matty Cash.
Oh, what's he called now? Mateusz Gówka or something like that?
I would love to say, like, yeah, Mateusz Drobny or something. Yeah.
From Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Villa.
Mateusz Drobisz. Anyway. Right, that was Hot or Not. That went on
truly,
for a long time.
Truly money talks with Matty Cash. Yeah, this is...
Good.
We're over that half-hour mark now.
Yeah, sweet. All right, shall we talk about Příbram?
Sure.
So Příbram, our favourite green and black boys.
Yeah, they're not good, David.
No, yeah, I know.
Our favourite green and black boys, a far cry from Sassuolo.
Yeah, or Coventry away in 1996.
Very good.
Thanks.
13th
yes.
in the league, a point and a game in front of the Trinets. I was sort of doing this preview and then... One of the things that I think is a cliche, right? But a team with just, and I mean just, enough quality to stay up and not really be troubled by what's going on immediately below them, yeah. I feel. But they are...
But there again, this goes with the lack of quality in this league. Like, Žižkov looked dead and buried and Trinec looked struggling and Příbram are like... The least worst of the worst.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, it's not been a good season to be a Příbram supporter, right? Considering that they went
down.
There
are only seven of them, so.
Yeah, I mean, an indifferent set of results sort of tell a story, right? So, like, the last three was a win against Žižkov, you're supposed to. A loss against Varnsdorf, supposed to. And then a draw with, you know, backsliding Sparta B. So, I mean... Too good to go down, nowhere near the standard required for a challenge, I think. And I think this is meant in some ways, especially in, you know, to be blunt, especially in terms of like the refereeing scandals and things like that. Like a lot of the money and the goodwill has run out from Příbram.
Actually, yeah, what they need to do is just 2 or 3 years of being quiet and not really doing anything.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
This is it. So, I mean, like I was going through there. Their sort of arrivals, let's say, in the over the winter break. The most catching one is veteran striker Tomáš Wagner, who is returning to the club where he had his first professional contract. So Czech football enthusiasts will remember Wagner from Pilsen, Boleslav, Jablonec, Zlín, Karvina. Where, like
a classic career path.
Very journeyman, slightly. I mean, it was a time where you hear Pilsen, you go, and then naturally not a time where they were that good.
Yeah.
But arguably, like Wagner's, it's like 13 and 29, I think, for Karvina, which I think was like 18, 19, was like arguably kept them in the league.
Yeah, and I mean, he'd have been at Boleslav around the time where they were sort of pushing for European places and sort of, you know, doing sort of cup runs and things, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so I mean, and Karvin and I, like, after a couple of good seasons, were really shite back then, so like, I mean, that definitely kept them. Yeah. I think they only were like 5 points clear at the end of it from the drop. I mean, he comes in from the illustrious Without Club. after being released by crack Romanian side Utah Arad over the winter. I think
I love how enthusiastic you were about saying crack Romanian side Utah Arad.
Yeah.
It's good.
The one thing, and I spotted this one, that I thought says a lot about Příbram's season, is that they've also brought in Daniel Fischl, who is one of Hrudim's centre-backs on a loan until the summer. Hrudim, who are two spots below them in 15th. It suggests that the money's run out. Mm. And I don't think they're doing much, in the league, you know, really. And they just want to make it to the summer and then maybe reassess.
Yeah, so, they're certainly not paying Jirka Skatsel,
10
grand a week anymore to...
Yeah, they're not paying for an extra masseur either. so, I mean, basically what you can really expect on Friday, it's Friday at 6 o'clock.
It is, yeah.
Expect a 4-5-1 with Wagner on top and Tomáš Pilić through the middle. So,
yep, I remember that. That man who's basically a cube.
Yes.
A sort of shaven-headed, goatee-bearded cube.
Yeah, his unspectacular, I think, for Zbrojovka for one season. Did you know that at the age of 15 years, 343 days, Tomáš Pilić's appearance for Příbram against Chmel Bolshany in 2004 was the second youngest in league history?
Well, there you go. I did not know that.
Yeah. After Pavel Meslík, who did the same for Zbrojovka in 1999.
Pavel Meslík, there's a name I haven't heard for a long time. He was
around for some years at Zbrojovka.
And, weirdly, also looked a bit like Tomáš Pilić.
Like, so there you go.
Yeah, shaven-headed, goateed. Yeah, it was clear. Which was the style of the time.
Yeah, indeed.
Pavel Meslík, I was a big fan of his back in the day.
There's a useful player, yeah.
Thank you for bringing that name up. So, I haven't thought about him for a while.
So there you go.
Good.
So that's essentially the preview on Příbram. The one thing that I would point out as well is that actually, for a team that are, let's be real, shite, it's been hard work against them in the last few seasons.
Yeah.
Like, we've made it really hard and tough against ourselves, so you never really know what's going to happen. One would like to think that we have far more quality than them and we score loads more goals than them and that we should blow them away at home, but you never know.
Yeah, never know. Right, so I mean, that's one of the previews done. Let's get a beer of the podcast done and dusted, and then we will look forward to our game next Sunday morning against Viktor Kazyshkov. Beer of the podcast. Oh, that's all I've got.
Dun,
yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very good. Yes.
A very sudden.
Yes, wasn't it? I have for you
a beer.
A beer
here.
It is a Richard Svetlý Ležák with cherries.
Ooh.
So not like a sour, but just like a cherry lager, basically.
So we've had a cherry beer on this podcast before, and it was very good. So high hopes for this one.
Now,
Richard, a good brewery.
They are a good brewery. This is from Kaufland, which was the only place I had a chance to stop at because I was in the office until very late today. So I stopped off there, and this, for 1 litre, was, I believe, 79 crowns.
Wow, that's value.
That is value. That is VFM.
Yes, I just go with that.
You got it, right, okay.
Yes.
So yeah, let's have a go on this, because it smells slightly bubblegummy, which is slightly disconcerting.
Yeah, you're right.
But, you know, It just looks like a slightly cloudy lager.
Yeah, supposed to be a lager? Is this a lager?
It is, yeah. Yeah, it very definitely says on the label, Svetlý Ležák, and then it just has Višňový underneath. So, yeah.
A suggestion of, perhaps.
Yeah. So here we go.
That was a very aesthetically. Can we do that again? That was a... I like that.
Good.
Anyway.
All right, there we go. Anyway, chin-chin, here we go.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, crikey.
No, no, no.
No.
No. It's like taking a mouthful of potpourri.
Okay.
It's so
right.
Perfumed.
Okay. It smells of bubblegum, but it tastes of bubblegum that's been in your mouth for 5 hours.
That's
appalling.
That's not pleasant. Oh, crap.
Down with this sort of thing. That's awful.
Oh, it lingers, doesn't it?
Oh,
it fucking lingers. Does it have to? Does it have to?
Does it have to fucking linger? Well, yes,
it does. Have to Andre linger, surely.
That is... Oh.
I'm going back in.
Down with this sort of thing, Richard Pouillard.
Mm.
Is it any better after the second go through?
Oh, God, no. Do you know what it is? Oh, fuck. Do you know what it is?
What?
You know if you're... You know if you're in the toilet of like a...
Always a good start.
Of like... I'm not going to say like a bar, but like... I'm going to say a mid-tier, possibly Thai restaurant, right?
Right.
And you know it's got these things, like those like air fresheners that like go poof every like 30, you know, 30 seconds, right? Or something.
If you it's were
like,
to chew on one of those...
If you were just going to huff it, you know, like you would an exhaust pipe.
You see, now I was... As soon as you said that the air freshener thing, I thought of
soap. There's like a soap thing as well.
I thought of those ones you had in the bathroom when you were a kid in the 90s that was like a solid thing inside a plastic thing, right? Right. If you took that solid thing out and just bit into it, that's what this tastes like.
You used to have those really disconcerting adverts with a young child in the toilet ostensibly doing a shit. Going like, oh, well, he goes poof, poof, and then you don't smell anything. Like, I'm going to make a bold claim here, David. And I think that is absolutely up there with what we've always held as the nadir of this podcast, beer of the podcast,
Cornish Steam Lager.
Which,
this is genuinely dreadful.
To remind listeners who may have not have been listening to us, I believe in season one, tasted very much like feet. This is a different sort of torture. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish that.
No, I'm not. No, I can barely even swallow. That is appalling.
Yes. Value for money, he said.
Right. I'll tell you what I...
That's a fucking mess.
I'll tell you who I will give a shout out to, though, is Rainville Superstore, 14 and 16 Rainville Rose, Armley, Leeds, who I went to.
And don't stock this beer.
However, from the outside, it looks like a very, you know, unassuming corner shop.
Yeah.
And inside, 1,100 types of beers and ciders.
Wow. And somehow they missed this one.
However, if you are in the UK, they have an incredible Instagram page. And if you order over 75 quid worth of stuff, they will deliver to anywhere in the UK. So you can go through their entire stock and you can order what you want. And
that's damn good, actually.
Yeah, it's really cool. RAYNVILLE, Rainville Superstore. I would urge you to check it out. Anyway, do not check out this beer because it is absolute crap. Anyway, talking of absolute crap, Victoria Zhishkov. As the cliche goes, you fear for Zhishkov.
I usually write out these previews as I say them, almost just so I don't trip up on my words. And it's the first three words that I have on here, well, above the top, it just has in quotation, I don't know why, Sunday 10:15. Mm. It's also, Zhishkov seemed doomed.
Yes.
Can I also say at this point, like, shout out to Dan Statham, who has a friend of the podcast, of course, who has unfortunately had to endure Victoria Zhishkov this season. 9 points from safety, albeit a game in hand. I don't think that matters. 2 wins from 19 league matches. They haven't won a match since the 15th of August.
Yeah. It's not great, is it?
No. Zhishkov have been in this position before.
Although, I was going to say, it is us in Prague. That's where win number three is coming from, isn't it?
Well, I was going to conclude this preview with, we'll lose this. Because this is how Zbrojovka roll, especially our record in Zhishkov is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
We haven't, like, the two seasons that we were we're down here, and we're down again, of course, we haven't won. And I believe it was the second time round, we were just absolutely fucking battered by them.
Yep.
But then that's when they had players like Lewis Gill, who were
Lewis Gill,
who was good.
Policy, yeah.
They've been in this position before, and you know Zizkov's usual strategy here is to completely overhaul the squad in January.
Loan their way out of it.
Yeah, so just the 12 that were brought in over the winter break. Would you like some of the highlights?
Go on.
Okay. All right. Without club's very own, Daniel Songole, you might know him as being a former Slovan Liberec and Teplice defensive mid with 5 caps for Niger.
I do not know him for that.
5 caps for Niger.
Fair enough.
There you go. Guy Retano, who you will know, Li Shen, who spent half of this season at Blanskov, so he's gone over there. Radik Voltor, as well. Journeyman striker. Again, we were talking about German strikers before, and we're talking about Przybram, but Hradec, Jihlava, Slovan, Slavia briefly. Comes in on a free from Przybram, where he scored 3 times this season. I don't know. But of course,
it's about getting body through the door, isn't it, in this case?
But why would you care when you've got Pavel Holoska, baby?
Oh, dear.
Pavel Holoska, baby, talking Italian. He doesn't speak Italian. On a 6-month loan from Lada Boleslav, I believe that we have described him on this show before, Pavel Holoska, as being a fucking nightmare. And he's not a good goalkeeper. Yeah. I still don't think he's a good goalkeeper.
More transparent than tracing paper, that boy.
This is it. Current season highlights include conceding 11 goals in 4 appearances in the top flight and hasn't been a Mladá Boleslav game since.
Yeah.
So naturally, he's played all the games since he's come in. 8 of Žižkov's starting 11 against Ústí nad Labem last time out are people who have been signed since October.
Right.
And I say since October, one of them is signed since October. The other 7 have been winter arrivals.
Yeah.
A completely new team to the one that
They're just hurling things at it at this point, aren't they? In just sheer desperation.
I mean, looking back on it, I didn't think Žižkov were that bad when we played them and they went down 2-1. I thought we were kind of in control, but they seemed okay.
Yeah, they were decent. I don't know what's gone on since then.
And I don't know if it's... And please, Žižkov fans... tell us about this, because Žižkov I don't get to see a lot of in terms of the highlights often enough. Seem a lot of the time to be a team that battles enough and comes up just short and loses. And it feels very much like Zbrojovka's season last season, where half the time you just be shite. And then the other half, they're actually in and amongst it and then don't get the rub of the green or don't do this. But I will honestly, I'll be... And it's a shame because I think like Žižkov are a storied and like very historic club
in
Czech football. It's going to be a damn shame like when I think at this point they get relegated because I don't see them coming back at all. It depends if 2-0 against Brojovka Brno ends up kicking their season into gear. Because the one thing is that I look at this, and actually I think, I think we'll beat Przybram, and I think we'll be maybe okay against Varnsdorf, but I can absolutely see us losing this game.
Yeah, we'd like that would be absolutely on brand to just go to a dreadful team, but a team in Prague, and just absolutely shit the bed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very used to these sort of things. It's a Sunday at 10:15.
Yeah.
And then, so, I mean... I think we're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I mean, our plan is to go up Saturday, probably stay over, and then...
Yeah. So it's always... When you see 11, like, Zbrojovka players looking worse than me at 10:15 on a Sunday morning, that's going to maybe tell its own story. But you really should be winning this.
Yeah.
There's no excuses not to. And we, as much as we have sympathy for the plight of Viktoria Žižkov...
We just need to keep ticking off those wins, don't we?
We need to get up, and then we have to have the discussion about where the team's going to go. Because, like as you say, on what was happening at Leashen, this is exactly what we said when we went up last time. Is that is not an equipped team for the top flight of Czech football.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter how many you score in the second league. Because the second league is light years away, especially the bottom half, light years away from what you have, not even from your Prague ugly sisters and Pilsen and stuff from Zlín.
Your Boleslavs, Jablonetses and Zlíns, yeah.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
That sounds like a list of ailments from like the 19th century, doesn't it?
Boleslavs, Jablonetses and Zlíns. Yeah. On that illness-based bombshell, I'm going to
pour this cherry beer down the fucking sink.
Yeah, that is dreadful. On that dreadful note, we will leave you with some future heads. And we will be back with you in a couple of weeks when many games will have been played.
Yes, also, we haven't mentioned as well, but please look back at the last preview for the last podcast for our preview against Varnsdorf, which has been rearranged. I'm not entirely sure why.
It was because we had, apparently, hilariously,
people on international duty.
Yeah, we had Lukasz Endel and Mexican god himself, Ottokar Holtek, in the under-19s, and Michal Shevchik playing for the under-21s.
And we somehow got that as a postponement.
Yeah.
What a nuts league, eh?
Ah, well... yeah, but that's where we are right now. So at Sporanoffcast on all the socials. Thanks for listening as ever, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
I can feel it.